True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tell me sweet little lies. I remember this song.
A lot of lies going on around here. Who's the biggest liar? Topper? Yeah, Topper lied to all of us. Lied to the team and took it all back. Welcome back, Midday Show. I'm actually not as disappointed as I think you should be in Rob Thompson. I expected this because I didn't buy it. I understood why Castellanos was annoyed. It felt like just oddly managed down in Miami a couple nights ago.
It's all willy-nilly stuff.
Willy-nilly. Nilly-willy, as one of our callers brought it up earlier.
Yeah, he made me look like a clown.
He did. You personally.
Yes, me. Like, I'm taking this personally.
I know. And you should. And everyone should. The people that really defended Topper, you should feel like he made you out to be a fool. Because now he's going to put his foot down and doing what's best for the team. A new Topper. Wasn't a new Topper. Last night, ninth inning, you want your best defense on the field. No, Nick Castellanos is out there. And we all know he made the catch. But two nights ago, he wasn't one of your three best outfielders, but last night he was. That doesn't make any sense. I understand why the player got frustrated.
Yeah, a little hissy.
So hissy fits gets you to get what you want.
Well,
that's
what it looks like, but I just think it's deeper than that. Because on the surface, that's exactly what it looks like. I give you that. But I think it's deeper than that. I don't think Topper is as shallow as we try to make him out to be.
I don't know if he's shallow, but I don't know if
Or you say he's soft. I said, okay, soft.
The backbone's not as strong as it needs to be. I mean, I'll just say it that way. It's not what you want.
That's what he's a little soft.
He's soft.
He's soft.
Yeah. And look, there are soft managers. I don't need Topper to be Larry Boa. Like, you have to be who you are. And that's why I think the other night was so awkward and weird for Topper, because that's not who he is. He hasn't, since he got here, he's been player's manager. I back the player. Now, all of a sudden, we do something different. The Castellanos has a reaction to it, which should anyone be surprised by? Look, he's a very emotional person and player. So, and then you bench him for it. The whole thing, I just thought, was a bad week for Rob Thompson. Where do you come down on the Topper situation? And, of course, Ranger Suarez, should the Phillies re-sign him right now? Let it play out? I know you want to I'll let it play out, but I think one thing we all agree on, they can't trade him. That idea went out the books. Would you trade him?
Mm-mm.
No. I just think they need him too much right now to even entertain that at the deadline. All right, 215-592-9494. Two clues on the board here for Hughes Clues. Pair of tickets to Phillies and Padres on Tuesday, July 1st. All right, let's go to Matt in Fort Washington. Hey, Matt.
Matt.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks so much for taking my call. A couple quick thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
First is, admittedly, I think this is getting a little blown out of proportion. It could just be the topic of the day, or topic of the last couple of days. But just because he made this, and this is separate from the discipline part of it, but because Topper made this defensive move once, does that mean he has to do it every single game thereafter?
He doesn't, Matt. But before the game last night, he said he would do it again, and then he said probably not tonight. Matt, if you're predetermining moves before the game, the only reason you're doing that is because you don't want to upset the player. Like, he didn't get faster overnight. He's not going to get faster from the first inning to the eighth inning. He's the same player. So if you're predetermining, I'm not going to do it tonight, it tells me you're not managing strictly to win. You're managing because of his emotions.
Well, so I hear you on – well, let me say this.
the manager's job is to see the vulnerabilities on at the plate and in the field.
Yes.
And navigate that, right, inning by inning, game by game, across all these months. And so, yeah, it's a balancing act. You got to make some calls. You take pitchers out here and there. Trey's a vulnerability, and he seems to be getting better. Koski's actually, of all the outfielders, the best composite outfielder we got. So I just think that it's like, hey, listen, the guy, I don't think we have a new trend now that in the eighth or ninth inning of a close game, you have to pull Koski. I just think it's like, all right, he did it once. Let's let it kind of play out and see where it goes from here.
We will. And Matt, I think it will probably blow over to the point where he's going to keep him out there a bunch in the ninth inning. I'm just curious next time now. Yeah, next time, like when is the right time? Because he did it once and he got upset and then we go.
Maybe he saw something that night, but all of the previous times he kept him in there. That's why, like, I'm not hanging on the edge of my seat to see if he's going to pull him. Whatever it's been, 60 out of 61 times, he's left them in there. So one time to me is the exception, not the rule. If it starts happening with some frequency, eyebrows get raised. But for me, not until then.
All right, Matt.
Hey,
can
I give you an answer?
Absolutely. What do you got?
Here's a legitimate guess. Howard Cosell.
That is a great guess.
That's a good guess.
It's a great guess. Matt, we appreciate it. It's not it, but that's probably our best guess today.
People are thinking now.
The voice is clearly unique and distinct.
Get people to thinking. That's what I'm here for, to get people to think a little
bit. That's what you're here to do.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you do make us think.
I mean, yeah.
You're crazy.
I mean, I've heard that before. I mean, that's...
So when you came up with defense, a luxury, not a necessity, that was to make everyone think?
Oh, no, it's the truth. And I just feel like, you know... See, that's one that I don't have to say a whole lot about, because there are so many different examples that you see on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
That it allows me to live in your headspace rent-free.
Well, no, you also have the Eagles winning the Super Bowl on the back of their defense last year.
I mean, the guys that were on that defense aren't here anymore.
What does that have to do with last year?
Isn't it ironic?
No, it's not. It actually has nothing to do with one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It just plays into the narrative that, you know, that great take that I had, that AI said it was an awesome take. It just plays into that.
Yeah, AI is not how we judge these things.
I'm just saying. It's just, I don't, you know, I've gotten to the point now where I have people that slide into my DMs and say, you know what, Hugh? I didn't see it before, but now I see it.
I hope you're proud.
I have vision.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I have vision, and I've been trying to sprinkle everybody on this station with games since I've been here. Doesn't help that I'm blind. I'm just saying, man. That's what I'm here for. I'm here. What you talking about? I'm just here because I'm just trying to help people.
Yeah.
I'm just here to help.
Do you not find the irony in them winning the Super Bowl on the back of the best defense ever had?
I never said the defense didn't play well.
But you see the irony in it.
But.
Defense a luxury, not a necessity.
But,
the defense carries them to a Super Bowl.
But, you know.
The irony is thick.
And now we have to restock that defense and try to do it again.
Okay, yeah.
But the offensive players, the staples, the guys that, you know, that we want to talk about that were non-contributors down the stretch, they're still here.
Well, they're under contract.
No, I'm just saying, but that's the point, that, you know, the defense is a luxury, not a necessity type.
But it was a necessity.
Oh, no, they played well last year.
Because they were a necessity.
And they came up big in some of the biggest moments.
Well, they won the game. They won.
Not denying that.
They were the best unit on the team.
Well, Jalen Hurts was, he was the catalyst for all of that.
The best unit on the team was the defense.
Defense played well.
Just say it. I mean, the best unit on the team was the defense.
Defense played well, but
so you can't even muster the words.
No, I'm saying they played well.
Yeah.
They played extremely well.
It's so backhanded.
No, it's not. I mean, I played defense. It's not.
If someone came out of outer space and listened to this show, they would say, that guy's never played football in his
they
life.
They would say.
And that Gilio guy, he must have 80 sacks in the league.
No,
he gets
they would say, man, he's pretty smart. He has his fingers on the pulse of, like, everything.
Okay.
At like everything.
Everything, yeah.
Just the MB-wiggity.
Let's go to who we got here. We got Joe at Mayfair. He has his finger on the pulse of things. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, before I get to the topper thing, I'm going to have I am a huge Jalen Hurts fan, as the station knows, but I'm also a logical person. And I think the reason that people are so one-sided or the other, it's the Rocky Balboa feeling. You have an underdog guy who has battled so many things since he has been in college to become a champion. And I think that's where the passion comes from, the everyday blue-collar worker in Philly that follows this team, that drinks a six-pack on a Sunday, the fan who just loves the story.
Joe, I agree. I agree with this.
I'm going to come with some facts today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first 15 plays of a game are scripted. Jalen Hurts is in the bottom five in the NFL quarterback ratings. I have my homework in the first 15 plays of a game. Second half, he has a 73% completion percentage, third behind Tua and Jordan Love. Fourth quarter, 76%, number one in the league. 78% in the fourth quarter in games less than 7 points. And his average yard per attempt in the fourth quarter of games is 11.3. The guy went from being one of the worst readers of defense, can't change a play at the line of scrimmage to get the ball to Barkley in the run protection needed for him to go the distance on a lot of his runs, to becoming one of the best at doing it in one offseason to help the Eagles win a Super Bowl is such an improvement in the underdog story of there is no way this guy can go from here to here, but he did. The beginning of games, he is not good. If he cannot take sacks, he would go up to top three probably in Philly. I have him at five. But the conversation of he's not good, he's good, he's overrated, underrated, can we just enjoy the progress that somebody has made from not being wanted to earning the starting job to going through the obstacles of becoming better? He's short, can't read defenses, he doesn't have the arm strength. From where he went to where he is now, why can't we just enjoy it as a Philadelphia sports fan and say, you know what, he is a top five player. I'm going to put him lower because all the fans want to put him in the top two or three, or I'm going to put him number one because I have to make up for all the fans who don't like him. It's all hogwash.
So, Joe, I agree.
The guy has put in the work to become one of the best individuals at the hardest position in one of the hardest sports towns in the country, and we're slacking that. And I think it's just a travesty that we don't give the guy credit for going from maybe a ham and egger, maybe not to having a good career, to taking advantage of the situation with all the talent around him and making his teammates better as well as himself.
I agree with a lot of what you said, and I think you're right about the kind of the psychology of the whole thing. And two things came to my mind. One, maybe this is just like we're crazy. Like we just have to argue. We have to argue about the Eagles quarterback. So now like it's like first world problems. We're arguing how good he is rather than can he play or can he deliver, because we know he can play and we know he can deliver in the big spot. So I think there's some of that. Joe, the other thing, and I don't think this is you. I think there's also something to where there's a guilt factor. Some people, I'll use your analogy. Some people out there thought Rocky couldn't win. And let's use Jalen. I remember talking to people on this station that said, this guy can't play. We got to get rid of him. Get Russell Wilson. Get Deshaun Watson. And I think those people feel guilty now because he's the best quarterback in Eagles history. I don't feel guilty because I always thought he could play. I didn't quite know he'd be this good, but I thought they could win with him from the first time I saw him on the field. I said, this guy's got something to him. So I don't have that guilt where I feel like I have to go over the top. But, Joe, I'm not saying it's you. I think there are people out there who said he was a bum, who said he couldn't throw, and now they feel deep down like, oh, crap. I said this about the best Eagles quarterback ever, and now it's like they're trying to yell at me because I don't think he's as good as Patrick Mahomes. And I'm just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I just think there's just people in the city that just bashed him just to bash him because he wasn't Carson Wentz.
Yep.
And here we go again. And proving somebody wrong, yeah, you're going to go one way or the other. That's how the human nature is. You're either going to go all one way or the other way, and it comes with everything today, and social media has a lot to do with it. Real quickly on Topper, if you're going to – and I know Kyle's going to come in here and jump in. If you're going to allow someone who's hurt to struggle to play through an injury for 10, 11, 12, 13 games, or get hit in the elbow – and still have the wrist issue, not putting him on the IL. No, but it's Bryce Harper. He let him play through it. He's hurting, and he's a detriment to the team, but we're going to keep putting him out there even though we know he's hurt. Or the situation with Turner or anybody else. The reason that Nick Sirianni was successful because he was not fake. Whether you liked him or not,
you knew you were getting somebody real in your face every day in that locker room, in the clubhouse, talking to an individual. He was himself. Topper's not himself every day. He does what he thinks he should do based off the individual and not being consistent. And that's a problem in that clubhouse. You have to treat everybody the same exact way when it comes to who you are as a person. I'm going to do it this way all the time because that's who I am. He's not doing that in that clubhouse or locker room. He picks and chooses his spots, and if other players say, well, hey, that's not right. That's not right. I don't have respect for that. If you don't respect the man in charge, you're never going to give him everything you have every single day.
Yo, I think there's something to this. Yeah.
Whether you liked it or not.
Yep. I think there's something to it. And I think 100%. He feels that. He feels it. That's why I brought up the point yesterday. And I don't know if he said it, and we don't know what he said, but I'm just telling you, if I was Castellanos and I was pulled off that field in Miami, the first thing I would think of is you let that shortstop, when we have a better shortstop on the bench, play every inning of every game, including the postseason, you never take him out. And here in front of my family, you did this to me? Like, that's not fair. And maybe he said something he shouldn't have said, but like, I would feel it if I was him.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and the thing with JT also, games 5-6 in a row, he struggles. He hits in the ground ball, double plays. He is an older individual, but we're still going to bat him fifth. We're still going to bat him fourth occasionally. He is not a fourth or fifth place hitter. No. He is a 7, 8, or 9 hitter and should be playing 5 times a week max.
Yep.
A guy his age and how slow he is and how his bat speed is. But Topper's going to keep putting him out there because I can't offend him.
Well, and that's that. You're going to, but then you offend wrong. Someone else, right? Then now we have a can of worms. All right, Joe, what's your guess?
But
He was close.
Well, I'm going to go with a guy who's unique, and he's old as anything, but he's got the most distinct voice alive. That's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman's
Morgan
a good
Freeman
one.
Is
Joe,
a good,
good one. That is a good guess. That is not it. All right. Lots Joe brought up there. All right. Before we go any further, we did promise you an update on a name you've heard connected a lot with the Philadelphia 76ers, who hold the third pick in the draft next week. Hugh, you know from the jump here, from the, as soon as we started this, when they got the third pick, I said, it's, you know, that's the kind of pick that could help change the franchise,
yeah,
if they
you
get
want
it
somebody,
right.
Life changing.
But I, yeah, here's who I don't want. I don't want Ace Bailey. I didn't want him from the beginning, and that was really just based on his play. I didn't know anything about the kid. I mean, he went to Rutgers, right? He didn't make the tournament. I didn't like the way he, you know, he didn't shoot the ball smartly to me. To me, he takes too many contested shots.
Yeah.
Not a great free throw. I just think there's a lot of red flags about the player. Nothing to do with the person. But now we're finding out some red flags about the maybe the guidance he's getting as a young man. So there was a story that last week VJ Edgecombe became the most likely pick for the Sixers because he came here for a visit. Very good impression. Meanwhile, Ace Bailey hadn't come for a visit yet. And that was kind of weird. Like, did he decline? Did he not want to come? All right, so that was that. Hugh, we got a story a couple days ago that he is going to come for a visit. So no worries on that. Well, this morning the news came out that Ace Bailey has canceled his visit with the Philadelphia 76ers to the point where they had a hotel booked for him. They had a flight for him. And he, at the last minute, said, nah, I'm not coming. Hugh, this is the last straw. I mean, if the Sixers have half a brain, they won't take this kid. The reports are out there that he wants to get to a team that will give him the ball a lot early. You know, I could translate that like not other star established players. He wants to play where he will be the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read into that as he doesn't mind losing a lot early in his career as long as he could shoot the basketball. I think they would be out of their mind to take this kid. Refusing to come visit, canceling a visit, wants to be the guy and kind of get the ball a lot early instead of playing with other good players. I'm totally out.
It's different. Like, we talked about this morning, Joe.
Yep.
And talked about how the fact that these kids are different. And I brought up the young defensive end for the Cincinnati Bengals was Shamar Stewart. And his situation. These kids have a strong sense of self nowadays, especially the ones that have the athletic ability that Ace Bailey has. And he feels strong. I'm assuming all of this, reckless speculation. I'm assuming he feels that he's in a position where he can't fail. He's in control of his destiny. That's what it sounds like he's trying to do. And it sounds like he's trying to be in a place where he can maximize his dollars as much as he possibly can. And in his mind, that means playing for a team that's devoid of stars so that he can become the star. And you know what's funny? When I think about him, I think that he's trying to be like Ant-Man a little bit, you know. And go to a team where he can be the focal point. Because it's about the shoe contract and the endorsements
You may very well be right. I don't care about any of that.
I know you don't.
Yeah.
You're looking at the bigger picture.
Well, I don't want him on the Sixers.
But he's not. This is the thing that I don't think that his team is telling him. That even though you're looking at the short term and all of this, this could potentially have long-term ramifications by the way that you're handling your business.
Let's hear Jonathan Cavone. He covers the draft for ESPN. He had this kid falling, I believe, to the Wizards, their latest mock draft. Here is him on the situation.
Cooper Flagg, Dylan Harper, been locked in at 1 and 2 pretty much this whole process. The draft starts with Philadelphia. Who do they take, VJ Edgecombe or Ace Bailey? Ace Bailey was 3 for a while. He slid all the way to 6 in our latest mock draft. NBA teams are a little bit perplexed about his pre-draft process. He's the only player who has yet to conduct a single workout to this point. He has not visited any NBA team facilities. Ace Bailey's camp is adamant in conversations that he's a top 3 player in this draft, and they're looking for a clear pathway to stardom, both with minutes and opportunity. Now, Bailey's camp seems to feel confident that if Philadelphia, where he's working out later this week, or Charlotte at 4, decide to pass on him, then Washington, New Orleans, Brooklyn, who are 6, 7, and 8, somebody's going to trade up to get him. A lot of uncertainty about how this is all going to play out. No one really knows how it's going to end up and where Bailey would pick. That's going to be one of the biggest storylines I'm going to be tracking on draft night.
So the last thing this morning was that the Sixers are not ruling out still taking him. I'm trying to help the Sixers out here. They would be out of their minds to take this player. He doesn't want to play with other good players. I mean, they could say it any way they want. That's what he wants. A clear path to stardom and usage means the ball in his hands. If he plays with a lot of other good players, you got to share the basketball. That's the way the game works. If he wants to score, go to Washington. I mean, the kid can knock himself out. If he wants to go to Washington and play for the Wizards, go score 25 points a game. I mean, I'm happy for him. I think if the Sixers took him after he canceled on the day of the meeting, they just look like fools.
That's a bad look, but I don't know, Joe.
Ace Bailey.
Can I just tell you what I heard?
Yeah.
Can I just tell you? Your rant made me change my mind, by the way. Mm-hmm. I just heard the opposite of Joel Embiid. And everything that you said about him, he wants the ball in his hand. He wants to be a star. Not Joel Embiid's a star. Listen, I'm not trying to slight Joel Embiid. But what have we been saying about Joel Embiid in the playoffs? A lot of times he shrinks. He doesn't do this. We've complained about effort in the past and all the other stuff, the want to. And now you have a kid that is trying to control his own destiny, and he sounds like he wants to be a star. To me, like this, I know how you feel, and for the most part, I'm with you, but you have to think, Joe, these kids are different nowadays. Yeah. That's kind of what you want in Philadelphia, though.
But I heard a lot of
I get that.
And none of that was, hey, he wants to get to a place he can compete to win a championship. Well, there was none of that.
That might be part of it, because you got to understand.
Well, if you want to play for the Wizards, I mean, you're signing your career
away. What were the Timberwolves before Ant-Man got there?
Yeah, but at least they've had moments. I mean,
I'm just saying. I mean,
but Ant-Man was the number one pick. No, he didn't run from that.
He didn't run from it. But when you look at it. I mean, the way you present it, I kind of want that. Want that attitude.
When you
said it like that, because initially I was with you, but then when you start talking about it, that's what we like. Kyle, isn't that what we've been missing from the Sixers?
A loser?
We had plenty of those.
Tons of those.
Listen to what? No, that dude that wants to be that dude. That's
but
what
he
I've
wants
heard.
To be it with a bad team. He didn't say he wants to come to the Sixers and become the best player and win a championship in Philadelphia.
No, I hear what you're
he
saying.
He wants to be the focal point.
Yes.
That seems like it's not going to mesh too well with the Sixers. Like, Embiid wants to be the focal point of the team, doesn't he?
You think he's
going to be cool with Ace Bailey taking over?
I am operating off of the premise that Joel Embiid is not going to be the Joel Embiid that we remember. I mean, man, listen. The one thing we don't know, or we kind of do know, about this procedure that he's had or allegedly having, how many people have had success stories behind it?
Yeah, he might be cooked. I mean, you're right.
I mean, let's be honest. So it might be an opportunity for him to get everything that he wants here, because we talk about Maxey as being the leader, right? But he hasn't stepped up and became the leader.
Yeah, well, not to the
Jared
extent
McCain
of winning.
You know what I mean?
I just get vibes he's going to score.
No, I get what you're saying.
He's going to score 20 points on a team that wins 25 games.
Now, I get what you're saying, because we're dealing with – we don't know what the kid has said. We don't know how he fit. We're going by –
The messaging. Yeah, and maybe he's being given bad advice.
Yeah, maybe. But when you – the way that you presented, you did a good job of presenting, because you did sway me. It just sounds like that's kind of – that's probably the kind of attitude we need here. We need a little bit of bravado here now.
Maybe show up for the job interview, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah,
you got to do that.
He didn't do that. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm fully out on Ace Bailey. I mean, I was out from the beginning, but this kid is ridiculous. All right, we got a lot to talk about here. Topper, I thought he made everyone that supported him look foolish by keeping Castellanos on the field in the ninth inning last night. Where do you come in on that? And we'll get to a player that finally had a big night last night. And is it a sign of things to come? That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, Hatfield just dropped something special, people. Marinated carnitas boneless pork roast. It's tender, juicy, flavor for days. This isn't your average pork roast, people. This is a next level pork roast. The new Hatfield marinated carnitas pork roast is perfect for Sunday dinner or whenever you want to feel like a hero without breaking a sweat. Trust me, you're going to want to grab one of these, or maybe two. Put some pork on your fork. Hit up simplyhatfield.com. Find a retailer near you. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stott with a chance to add on here against Major. And the pitch. Stott swings and hits one deep. Up the alley, right center. Long run, Hernandez, and it is gone! It clears, and it's a three-run home run for Bryson Stott. The Phillies with a 4-0 lead on Stott's fifth home run of the season.
Boy, they needed that one, and he needed that one. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. Last night, Bryson Stott, three-run home run, really was all the offense they needed. And Hugh, I don't know if I've ever, or not ever, but like it's been a while since I've seen a player need a home run and a big hit like he did. So it's funny it happened because I think he struck out his first at bat. And I took a screenshot, I sent it to Kyle. So I looked at the OPS leaders in baseball, and I just scrolled all the way to the bottom. We were bordering on one of the 10 worst hitters in baseball this year in Stott. Like that's where his numbers were, and they're still not obviously great because he's not having a good year. It's one home run last night, but he just needed that. It's been so long. I think it was like the first week of May he had a home run against the Rays and
then
comeback.
He got real quiet.
Real quiet.
And not only that, it was one of those situations where he was flying under the radar because we were, you know, up in arms about everybody else.
Yep.
It was like a lot of other stuff that was going on, so he kind of flew under the radar a little bit. But yeah, last night that was a real big, big clutch hit
big
that he had.
And
yeah, big home run.
And he's just like, when we talk about this team and how they could go from where they are to being good enough to win the World Series, like, you know, fix all the holes.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be a hole, right? Like,
no, he has to be one of the, he was a part of the team that helped keep them afloat early on.
Yeah.
Like, well, a couple years ago when I first got here and the daycare started. So,
yep. Yeah. And even in April this year, he was the leadoff hitter and they moved him to leadoff. I think at the end of April, his OPS was over 800. I mean, I don't need him to be a superstar, but
you need him to contribute.
Yeah. Like, when we get to the deadline and we're figuring out, like, all right, what do they really need, right? We're probably going to get another outfielder and at least one reliever, if not two relievers, right? That feels like what Dave Dombrowski has to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
it can't be to the point where we're like, we also need a second baseman. That
yeah, you
feels
start
like
filling
a lot.
Holes that you didn't think that you would have to fill
yeah.
at this point of the season.
So
yeah.
it's great to see. I've always thought Stott could be good, and it's just been like, man, maybe I was just dead wrong. Like, maybe he stinks. And I want him to be good. They need him to be. So hopefully that's the beginning last night. And, of course, we know the Castellanos pair of hits, the catch in the outfield. Can we hear from Topper after the game about the two guys that won it for him?
We talked about Bryson, obviously, before the game, but how good was it to see?
Oh, it was great. He had great at-bats. Three-run homer was huge. Bohm swinging the bat, great. Casty, it's an amazing game, isn't it? And I'm so happy for him. He hit the ball great, swung the bat great tonight, had great at-bats, and makes that tremendous catch, and he backs up the Ranger error down the right in the right field corner. Saved an extra base. Really played well.
So Topper giving some credit there to his guy Castellanos after. And that was interesting. He even credited him for backing up the ball that Ranger threw down the line. So there's Topper on Stott and Castellanos, his two guys last night. Where do you come down? I haven't looked at the poll here. The poll question, of course, today is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. We have a few polls up now about Ace Bailey, about the Ranger Suarez, but I haven't looked at the Topper one. What's your reaction to Thompson's handling of Castellanos last night? We have three choices: surprised, disappointed, expected it. 58% expected it. 26% surprised, 16% disappointed, crushed, hurt, like Kyle came in today. And I understand that because he let you down. That's it.
Yeah. I almost want to put a poll up like, do you feel like a clown like I do?
For
backing up Rob Thompson yesterday.
Yeah. I don't feel like a clown.
Well, you kind of should.
Because you're always in green denial.
Because I have vision.
What vision?
And I've had vision.
What is the vision you have
today? I like
today?
To see. I'm just saying, you got to see it from
you can't
all
just
angles.
Use that for everything.
Why not?
I have vision.
Why not? I do. I have vision. It works. See?
Awesome.
It works.
But it doesn't make any sense.
It does make sense. Mm-mm. It's because you kind of look. See, I know we're all operating on the things that we know, like the things that we see and we know.
Sure.
But I just find it fascinating that we've had a lot of callers calling today, and they've given perspective, like they're in the locker room and they actually know what's going on. That's not fair because we don't know.
Well, we're just giving our guesses, our opinions.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a lot of people called in and they gave it like they got it right from the horse's mouth.
Well, because you kind of read between the lines.
Well, I don't think that in this situation that's fair. That's why I say I have vision because
it's
vision. Like
no, you don't. Hold on a second. Stop this. Because you and I yesterday came in here, stuck up for Rob Thompson and this whole thing with Castellanos,
and he made you look.
We
like
were
a fool.
Made to look like a horse's ass yesterday.
No, but see, we don't know all of the stuff that was
I'm
going on.
I'm you in with me. We look like idiots.
See, Kyle just don't want to look like an idiot by himself.
Well, he's upset that you're
Kyle,
not admitting.
We
to
don't.
It.
We don't. Kyle, this is how we have to look at it. And I am walking with you, brother.
You're not.
Brother.
No.
I'm walking with you, brother.
You're not.
We don't take.
You're leaving Kyle to drive.
We don't take L's, Kyle. We learn.
No, we took a. We took an enormous L yesterday.
This is ridiculous.
We learn from these decisions that we make.
Yeah, hold on a second. I'm an idiot.
Wait a second. We gave you a W earlier for the Ranger stuff. We gave you a win. You don't get many wins around here. We gave you a win.
I get a ton of wins.
No, not many. This is a clear loss for you.
Not a loss.
You backed a spineless manager. You did.
I don't think that Topper's spineless.
We got punked. Punked.
You know when Castellanos ripped his jersey up last night when he caught the ball?
Yeah.
That was right
that
to me
was
and you.
You.
That was, that's what it was.
That was Hugh Douglas backing Topper. All you clowns. All right. 215-592-9494.
We are so ridiculous.
Yeah.
These clowns.
That's a good thing. Well, there's a lot of clowning going on.
There's a lot of
here.
Clowns going on.
Yes, there are. Let's go back to the phones. But first, Hugh, can you give everyone a third clue?
You act like you say it like my clues are horrible.
No,
though.
Actually, the first one was bad. The second one was better. We got some good guesses off
then.
The second one.
All right, yeah, okay. I'm going to give you a good clue. This is going to be a clue. Let me get ready to get a clue.
On that paper, what it's on.
As a paper, as I pick up my paper.
Yeah.
You are very familiar with this person if you listen to the station.
All right, so we have a very unique individual,
yeah.
right? with a distinct voice.
Distinct voice.
And you are familiar with them if you listen
to the station.
Which anyone that just heard that is obviously a listener to the station.
Yeah.
You can't have heard this.
So I expect the next person to call in to get it.
I don't know if that's going to be exactly that
I expect
way.
That.
I love when he puts it on the next.
I put it on. Yeah, you know listen. What? I deflect well.
Sometimes I try to find the right caller for the moment. And when I see I don't get Hugh, that gets you on the board right now. Jay in Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, so you know what, man? Let's just get the Hugh clue out the way. I'm going to go Merle Reese.
It's a great
Merle
guess.
Merle Reese, that's a great
it's
guess.
It's not it, but Jay, that, I thought Merle applied today to almost every clue. Go ahead, Jay. What do you got on Hugh?
All right, so you compare the Castellanos situation you brought up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And how, but you were a dog. You were a dog, man. You like you said, man, undersized. First of all, football players and these baseball players, they're completely different dudes.
Mm-hmm.
But you also had to have that dog in you. You talking about a dude who said to the press and everybody, I don't play that hard during the regular season. Did we forget this man said that?
I forgot that.
You chose to forget.
No, I didn't. No. Thank you for bringing that up, Jay. I forgot that. I didn't.
So the man already. So that let me know right there, man. Topper, you do not police this locker room. For a dude to say that freely is crazy. Like one thing we know about sports is they don't tell the truth. Everybody knows the right answers, and then 10 years later, in an interview, somebody tells the truth about the real situation that we all knew what the real was, and they're not telling us. Mm. So we're going to find out a lot about this club, but that man in charge is not really. He's not policing the locker room. And the fact that when we say who's the leader, people say, I think it's Schwarber.
Mm.
That lets you know there's no leadership. Like it's never a hard this person or that person is, I guess it's Schwarber. Like, that's crazy. But we look at baseball so differently from every other sport. So I'm going to just leave it at that. And please, we cannot draft Ace Bailey. The Sixers can't. We are not set up strong enough, man. He cannot learn from Joel Embiid and Paul George after the way he's talking. It's not going to work.
Jay, thank you. I mean, it's the most obvious it's not going to work I've ever seen. And it's just so obvious.
Yeah, not built for Philly. And then the guys that we have in front of him to teach him are not even built for Philly. So it's just not going to work at all. It's crazy if we still draft him, you know. But we got Daryl Morron running the show. So I wouldn't be surprised if he did draft.
Oh, geez. I'll lose it, Jay, man. I'm glad we're on the same page with him. Jay, we appreciate it. I could just see. Let's say they do take Ace Bailey, right? Even though they're not coming for the interview, they do take him. I could just see a game next year. They lose by 30. And after the game, it's like, yeah, I scored 25. And I will come in here and I will melt down. This guy is just – and there's NBA. There's been a bunch of NBA players over the years and other sports. But NBA, you kind of tend to have it more because you can control. Or you could shoot, you could score, but you lose, right? Other sports, there's always – yeah, it's a little different. I've seen these players. Like, there's players in the NBA who if they show up and score 20, whatever. I mean, like, that's I can't control the rest.
No,
and
we lose.
He just strikes me. I mean, he did this in college. I mean, like, you would think it'd be impossible for a team that has the guy that's going to be the second pick in the draft, because the Spurs are going to take Harper, and this kid. How did they lose games? Or at least how did they not win enough to
still,
make?
You're still stuck on the tournament.
He's a losing player. It all adds up. And it almost feels impossible. If you have two of the best three or four players in the country that you don't even – again, I don't need them to win the national title, but you don't make the tournament?
Yeah, you don't make the tournament.
Something's off. Something's off.
I hear you, Joe. And that would be a bad look if you did lose and you say, I scored like 20 points.
Yeah. For who? For what? I mean, like, it's just – I feel it there. All right, let's go to we got Drew in Westchester who wants to talk Topper and Jalen Hurts. What's up, Drew?
Yeah, guys, I won't take up much of your time. But with Topper, look, I'm not a huge Topper fan just because I don't know where he stands on so many things. And so this is just another chapter for me of it ends up being noncommittal. Like, he says one thing, but then he does another thing. And then, like, you're not sure where he stands. And so overall, I mean, his presence, let alone his – yeah, I'm not happy with the way he manages the pitching bullpen stuff anyway in games. But, you know, so this is just, to me, another example of why Topper, you know, his flaws, you know, and just, you know, so that's the bottom line with that for me.
Well, I mean, it's not a great look for Topper, no matter what happened, no matter how it played out this week. I agree with you. Not a very good look for Topper. All right, what do you want to talk about with Hurts?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you, Joe, so are you saying that if you have a bad game, you can't have a great season? Because it seems like that's what you're kind of saying. Like, he had a couple bad games early last year, and then I think he threw, like, one interception the entire last 10 games he started, threw one pick. So, I mean...
So the way you're hearing it is not how I want to say it, or at least maybe I'm coming off the wrong way. So I don't think that. You can have a bad game and have a great season. There's obviously, you know, 17 regular season games, and they played four playoff games. So that wouldn't be fair. Drew, the way I believe it, and why I didn't have Hurts at one or two or three on my list, though he did make my top 11, is I just don't think he was consistently excellent last season. And that's the best way I can frame it. Drew, I look at the other quarterbacks in the NFL that were consistently excellent, right? Like the Allens who won the MVP, the Mahomes, the Burrow, Lamar. And they're just more consistently excellent than him in terms of passer rating. That's not a number stat, right? That's not, you don't have to throw it 40 times to have a passer rating. His passer rating, his sacks taken. He takes a lot of sacks that I don't think he should behind this offensive line. I just felt like it was more every other week, if you averaged it out, that he was excellent, and then every other week he just wasn't. And I don't know how I'd rank him over guys like Saquon Barkley, who's excellent every game, basically, or Zach Wheeler, who's, you know, excellent every game. I don't know how I put him over those guys who show more consistent excellence. That's where it was for me.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah. So, I mean, I guess we just differ there because when I look at his body of work last year and how he took care of the ball for 3 months solid all the way through the Super Bowl, and even in that Rams game, yeah, what, he was 15 for 20 for 150 yards or whatever and no touchdowns, but no interceptions either, right? I mean, and Matt Stafford, I mean, like, that was a tough weather day. And, I mean, so I mean, overall, his body of work and what he accomplished, not only MVP the Super Bowl, but 2 years ago, he would have been the number one reason we won that other Super Bowl if we had won, you know? So
I agree with that. I thought he was better that season. I mean, to use the consistent excellence, like 2022, I thought he was the driving force. He was consistently excellent. I don't think we did a top 11 then. Maybe we did a top 10 on our show. I had him way higher. I just thought that was his best. And at times last year, Drew, he was like that, but not always.
So look, I just think with what he was asked to do last year, he did a great job. And Joe Burrow, 43 touchdowns. He threw the ball 650 times, Joe. I mean, Jalen Hurts threw it half of that much. So I mean, Jalen had his highest percentage completion rate last year. I think he had his highest rate, you know, close to his highest rating last year. So I just think he did have a great season last year. And I do appreciate you putting him in your list. I mean, there's no way he can't be on that list.
Well, Kyle didn't have him. But I agree with you, Drew. I agree with you. All right, Drew, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Who's Clues?
Ike Reese. Distinct voice.
Well, it's a good guess. We're getting closer now, Drew. That's not
it.
Yeah. Now, I think Drew and I had a productive conversation.
That was pretty productive.
That was the best Jalen conversation. Civil. When we had, and I didn't want to continue and go back and forth. We have to acknowledge part of the reason why he didn't have as many interceptions as other quarterbacks is he was asked to throw less, right? If you look at his interception percentage, if he threw the ball as much as the other quarterbacks, he probably would have had, I don't know, 10, 11 picks based on the percentage of times he threw an interception compared to the other guys. Like, he only had, what, 5 or 6?
All those percentage things.
A certain amount of passes.
Right. All the percentage things are skewed by lower volume.
Yeah, of course.
Like, that's just how statistics work.
And that doesn't mean he didn't take care of the football, but when you're asked to throw the ball 20 times or 18, you're just less likely to throw 2 or 3 picks in a game. There's just less passes.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen threw a whole lot of passes last year, and what did it get him?
But he didn't throw that many passes. He didn't have that many picks.
He threw a lot. He threw the ball a lot, but he didn't go to the Super Bowl.
Got him the MVP.
Didn't go to the Super Bowl.
His team didn't.
No, his team didn't go, but Jalen's team did.
Right.
Jalen's lack of throwing, if whatever you want to call it, Jalen got his team to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
That's all I'm saying. He was the catalyst.
It's not all you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm saying Jalen got his team to the Super Bowl.
But he wasn't the catalyst.
I mean, he was.
Saquon Barkley was the catalyst.
I mean, Jalen. Saquon Barkley played his part, but Jalen was that dude.
This is defensive erasure.
I really think
it's not defensive
this,
erasure.
This is why I said amnesia the other day. That's not true.
I'm just saying. I mean, who was the quarterback? Who was the winning quarterback?
Jalen Hurts. The driving force of the team was Saquon Barkley. I mean,
I feel like this has become a week-long practical joke.
it's not a practical joke. It's actually can we say things to get Joe to lose his mind?
You decided to go down this route. I left it alone.
What route? The guy called it.
This is Drew's fault.
Drew called it.
Damn it, Drew. Stop it.
No, Drew did a good job. I like Drew. We had a civil conversation.
We was doing all right until you called in with your nonsense. Jalen Hurts talk.
He was the most civil and made the most sense of anyone I've talked to this week.
The catalyst. I mean, you can't. Yeah.
The catalyst is out of control.
It is.
It's just, never mind. I actually blame myself.
I blame myself.
What?
I take the bait.
You really do.
I take the bait.
I sit here. And I can't not say anything because, you know, dead air is not good for radio because, you know.
Well, you could say something different.
Say what? Say what different.
You can just pop a mint in your mouth and just.
I haven't had a mint in a while. Just wanted to put
that out there.
And
you picked today during the show.
It was an hour ago.
It was tasty.
Yeah. You're on the air.
Okay. My timing can, you know. I could do better, but I ain't even supposed to be here today. It's Juneteenth. What you talking about?
Again, this was completely your decision to work today. No one told you to.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
I know. I ain't supposed to be here. Probably the only black dude working today.
You might be one of them. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see anyone else today. I mean, is Ike coming in?
No, he's not working.
So you.
No, but I mean, you know. Yeah, I felt like. I couldn't leave y'all to your own devices today, so I had to.
Oh, did you come in here for the people?
I came in here for the people.
To say Jalen Hurts was the catalyst.
I am a man of the people.
Yeah, right. I get it.
On Juneteenth, yeah. I'm the only brother working on Juneteenth.
So you could say whatever you want. Two mints on the air.
Hey, well, I did. I thought I was going to get some grace today. No, not with Kyle.
Well, that mint, the mint an hour ago. Kyle, you might have to isolate the audio.
Hugh thinks that he should have got off scot-free about the mint today.
Unbelievable.
I can eat a mint. It's Juneteenth.
I need you to isolate the audio by the end of the show. We need to hear how loud that mint was.
It's going to come up. Oh. You people are all over it.
Are you chewing a mint?
Hey, sometimes it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission.
Yeah, well, that's true. I think most of us should actually operate that way. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Are you Kyle?
Hey, Joe. What's up?
Okay, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
You, it's just like Lou Gehrig. You don't want to miss out a day and have somebody take your spot.
Yeah,
you
can't have anybody.
Wally Pip. We don't want Wally Pip. You don't get Wally Pip.
Oh, okay, I got that wrong.
Yeah, but you have
that's fine.
Garrick took Wally Pip's job. You had it, though, yeah.
Right. You know, in reference to the Phils, Suarez, you got it. The way that, because of Nola's injury and Lizardo, you got to keep. Ranger as a starter because you have Sanchez, you got Wheeler, you got Ranger, and you got McCable. And you're going to find out a little bit more about him on this weekend. He's going to pitch probably Saturday, right? So, you know, if you can sign Ranger, sure, now fine. But if not, then he walks. But everybody laughed at you about a few weeks ago when you made the thing about putting who would you take a starter and put as in the bullpen, and what did you say
when it was about not long as it wasn't Ranger?
You said Lizardo, and that's when we got it. We laughed at you
exactly. Yeah. And you know, see, I wanted if Nola wouldn't have been hurt, and he was back pitching, you know, close to what he has done, then I would have tried closer to the deadline. I would have tried to trade Lizardo because the Dodgers. They're just bringing guys back. They just started a rookie last night for only three innings.
Well, they're so desperate. They ran Ohtani back in just for an inning the other night. I mean, they need innings. Yeah.
Yeah, he got racked up. They had this kid that came off of surgery last year. He only went three innings, gave up a run last night. So they're in trouble. But now that Lizardo is having trouble the last three of the four outings, he is your guy for the bullpen, for your closer, because Now they're questioning, you know, is his pitch count? How many pitches he pitched last year and now this year? This way he only comes in the ninth inning
airs out the fastball. You know, and he has to go with a couple pitches, airs it out. Now you got your, hopefully you have your closer, and then you got Kirkring. They still would have, they still have to deal for some relief help.
But it would help, yeah. And Joe, I do think we're barreling towards, you know, when we get to October, one of those lefties, and Joe, we appreciate it, is going to be in the bullpen. The Ranger is now less likely than he was before, though he still could be in the bullpen in October, but he looks like their second best starter right now, so you got to do that. I think Sanchez has a real chance to be that guy because he's done a relief thing before. The Lizardo thing isn't as crazy as it was then, but I don't know if this is a W for you. You already got one today. Jesus Lizardo is not going to the bullpen anytime soon.
I mean, October,
maybe. Maybe.
First of all,
maybe.
I am humbled by a real baseball guy calling in.
Joe loved it.
Giving me my props. But
I'm not surprised. He has a Taiwan Walker jersey. You guys are like kindred spirits.
I'm just saying, but.
Kindred spirits.
When I talk about vision and the third eye, when I talk about the third eye, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I got ridiculed a few weeks ago for saying that. People thought I was crazy.
Oh, they, and you were.
A few weeks ago. Yeah, but that's where the vision kicks in.
Oh, my God.
See, listen, you people, this is what I'm talking about. When y'all talking crazy to me and all this other stuff, headache. This is the vision.
Is you people appropriate
that I'm
today?
Talking about? No, just say it on
of all the days. This ain't you people.
It hit a little different than
at least it's you saying it. That's better than me. All right, 215-592.
We are so in trouble.
I know.
We go get in trouble.
Tomorrow might be mandatory day off for us. All right. Your phone calls here. More on the defensive erasure by Eagles fans. Something happened with the top 11 list that is out of control. And we need to give this prize away. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.